evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on July the 2nd, 2021. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya, who you're broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the demolition of homes in Harare and surrounding areas, and other issues.
According to the Minister of Health, 19 people died of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, and 1,357 tested positive for COVID-19. Zimbabwe has recorded so far 1,808 deaths since the outbreak started in March last year.
The ministry says there are currently over 10,000 active COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe, where 51,221 people have contracted the disease since March last year. The country has recorded 39,411 recoveries.
And the ministry also indicates that in its daily COVID-19 reports that over 780,000 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and at least 559,000 their second dose, which means the country is now above the 500,000 mark, but the country needs to have 10 million people inoculated for it to have herd immunity.
Zimbabwe has actually imposed a dusk-to-dawn curfew following an upsurge in COVID-19 cases. The country has identified several cities, towns, and suburbs as COVID-19 hotspots. These include Karipa, Karoi, Makunje, Mazowe, Marondera, Kwekwe, Gweru, and Maswingo.
Several suburbs in Bulawayo have also been identified as COVID-19 hotspots. They include Caldery Park, Emakandeni, Kulumane, Njube, and others.
In other news, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is in Lusaka, Zambia, attending a funeral service of the late former President Kenneth Kaunda, who died 2 weeks ago. Mnangagwa is among several African leaders attending the funeral.
In South Africa, it's still unclear of former President Jacob Zuma whether he will hand himself over to the police following a 15-month jail sentence imposed by the Constitutional Court for contempt of court.
Yabukambe izulukanda balinganjani lapho khona endaweni ezihlukeneyo. Namhlanje ke uhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talks xoxa ngokuthiyeneyo ngokumqoka ngowe COVID-19. So masikhangela ke abantu abayi 19 babhubhe izolo. Wathi ke abayi 1,357 batesta positive ku COVID-19. Sikwazi ukuthi ilizwe kususela ngombimbi tonyaka enye selabantu abayi 1,808 asebetholakale bele COVID-19 basebebhubha. Kwesu kusithi ke nxa sikhangela uhlangothi lwezampilakahle lubika ukuthi kwamanje kulabantu abayi 10,000 abakuthiwa kubala lokho kuthiwa yi COVID-19 active cases. Kwesu kusithi ke eZimbabwe kususela ngombimbi tonyaka enye kulabantu 51,221 asebahlolwa batholakala vele COVID-19. What about 39,411 abantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we COVID-19? Xa singangena njalo uhlangothi lolu lubika ukuthi abantu abadlula 780,000 sebajova ijekiseni yokunqabela umkhuhlane we COVID-19. Kuthi ke abayi 559,000 abantu asebehlatshwe okwesibili. Siyabona njalo ke nxa singangena kwezinye indaba kuyakhanya ukuthi i-COVID-19 yamemetheka endaweni ezijiyeneyo ezinjengeKaripa, eKaroi, eMagunje, kuzobuya iMazowe, eMarondera, Kwekwe, Gweru, leMaswingo. Bese kusukuthi ke koBulawayo kulamalokitshi anjengeCoutapark, Makandeni, Nkulumane, Njube, lamanye ajiyeneyo kuthiwa ke la ngama-hotspots. Sikhangela ke kwezinye indaba khona ngale kwele Zambia, eLusaka, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhona ngale. Lapha alanda khona ukuthi kwenziwe isikhumbuzo sika uSwayo Mongameli uKenneth Kaunda obhusele insukwana ebhubhile. So uKaunda ke uzancwatshwa ngeviki ezayo. Ye, siyabona ukuthi Mnangagwa siye yedwa ukhona ngale kulenye inkokheli yezwekazi le-Africa. Kwele South Africa akwaziwa ukuba umnumzana uJacob Zuma uzasihambisa emapoliseni kumbe hathi kulandela ukutholakala kwakhe elecala lokuthi wadelela umthethwandaba. So sizakuza ukuthi kuyathiwani njengoba ele 15-month is sentence in lay fakwe the Constitutional Court. Kulabantu abanye sebevimbile kuna ngale ke South Africa University Jacob Zuma kaindawo kunjalo ke mabulasi
aiwashango kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi tikuenderera mberi tichitarisa panyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yekuputswa kwezvivakwa munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana munyika tichitarisa zvakare zvimwe zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino apo nhasi taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachienda kunobata maoko kuZambia apo vachiwanikwa ivo vachicherechedza kushaika kwemutungamiri wenyika yeZambia vaKenneth Kaunda vachiwanikwawo vachiendawo kunobata maoko vachinowanikwa vachinyora yatingati mubook of condolences imomo muHarare kumuzinda weZambia. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatinge tiri kutarisa muzuva ranhasi tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kuSouth Africa uko tiri kuona kuti vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika iyoyo vaJacob Zuma vakatarisirwa ivo kuti vawanikwe vachienda muchizarira kwenguva yakati ofisi manzi aku tichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvichabuda here pamusoro pezviri kutaurwa izvi. Tombotarisa iyo nyaya yeCOVID-19 kuti pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 19 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda reCOVID-19 munguva yatingati 24 hours ichangobva kupfuura. Toona vanhu vari 1357 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 kubva mwedzi waMarch gore rapfuura kusvika iye zvinezvi pane vanhu 1808 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri. Totarisa zvakare kuti bazi iri rinotaura iro kuti pari zvino pane 10,000 vanhu vabatwa neCOVID-19 kubva denda iri ratanga yatingati iye muna March nguva gore rapfuura. Asi takabatanidza vese vanhu vasvika pa51,221 vabata denda iri kubva muna March gore rapfuura. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri asi vakawanikwa vachiri kunda ava vasvika pa39,411. Totarisa zvakare kuti iro bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pari zvino pane vanhu vanodaudzira 780,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yekutanga yeCOVID-19 uyezve pane vanhu 569,000 vawanikwa ivo vachipiwa nhomba yavo yechipiri. Tinotarisa zvakare kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo dziri kutaurwa idzo kuti dziri kuwanikwa dzakasungwa nechirwere cheCOVID-19 pari zvino uyezve nzvimbo idzi dziri kusanganisira kukariba, kukaroi, magunje, mazowe, marondera, kwekwe, gweru nemasvingo. Tozotarisa muBulawayo kune dzimwe nzvimbo zvakare dzakadai seCoudry Park, eMakandeni, Nkulumane, Njube nedzimwewo dziri kunzi nzvimbo idzi dzakasunga munyaya iyo yeCOVID-19 uyezve vanhu vari kutarisirwa ivo kuti vawanikwe vari mucafew inogara ichitaurwa iya panguva yemalockdown eCOVID-19. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa. Asi tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yekukwira kwemitengo yekukwira mabhazi emazupco. Takaona mutori wedu wenhau wekumasvingo achitaura nevamwe vagari vemunzvimbo iyoyi yemasvingo kuti vatiudzewo kuti vari kuona sei kukwira kwemitengo yekukwira zupco irori. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa pari zvino Gibbs.
Yes, let's start with the past fares. You know, let's listen to this discussion or interview with one of the people on the ground. Hold on there, Marvelous.
Vakadzinga vamakombo wose vakati vanoda kusara vachioperatayo saka vachagavhinewe kuti vakwanise kuti vachikombetini yekudzisa maprize vangokwidza pavanobira vanhu vese saka hazvitibatsiri. Vakadaro tinotarisa kuti namwe vachibatsira zvipipi rechichi vakavharisa savangosarai vakasaka vakungopigawa prize vanodira hamendoona zvione kuti kune mushari wehurumende akakakakudzirwa prize akakudzirwa salary achizvioni saka.
So there you are, marvelous. So people are really complaining about some of these issues.
Aiwa, kutanga tiri kuona vagarire kumasvingo vanga vari kushushikana ivo pamusoro pekuwanikwa vatingati mutengo wekukwira bhazi remazupo uchikwidzwa apo taona mutori wedu wenhau wekumasvingo Gandri Maramba achiwanikwa achitaura nevagari ivava uyezve akawanikwa achinyatsovabvunzurudza tianoona sezviri kuitika izvi asi izvi zvakare ndakawanikwa ndichitaura nemumwe mugari wekuHarare anonzi iye Tafadzwa anga ari kutaura iye kuti anogara kunzvimbo yeHeathcliff asi achikwira mazupko kuenda kuGlenview 8 uko iye anoti akawanikwa iye nzvimbo yaanoshandira vaiti hanzi vanogadzira masofa nemacheya asi vakasvika nzvimbo yavanoshandira yapazwa nesiti kanzuro yeHarare vachitaura ivo kuti pamusoro zvepekuti vari kuwanikwa vachikwidzirwa mutengo wokukwira zupko vozowana nzvimbo yavanogara nzvimbo yavanoshandira yeGlenview 8 uko vari kuita mabasa emaoko achichiwanikwa zvakare achikwanzwa vari kutotaura kuti ivo vakutarisira kuti vatoda kuenda kunogara kumusha nekuti pari zvino havachaonera kuti vogarirei muHarare saka hakusi kuti vanhu vekumasvingo chete vari kuchema chema nenyaya iyoyi yekukwidzwa kwemazupko asi vanhu zvakare vemuHarare nedzimwe nzvimbo regaiti mbonzwa kubva kune mumwe akawanikwa iye achipwanyirwa nzvimbo yeGlenview 8 akawanikwa achitaura zvakare nemutori wedu wenhau Rutendo Mawere pamusoro pezvanga zvaitika kwaari
vangosvika kuseniseni vauripangu pese vanoshandira papuranyu kana woningi zvayo ndarwadziwa zvakaoma
mungati marasikirwa nezvo zvinowanda wakadii
nokuti tomboona kuma 1200 ndosafa yanga ngari munomu ende havanopa kana warning ndakanotozwana zviro manheru kumanokwa kumabhasi 776 kwanzi kanzuro yavo yachitoda kupfanya vanasvika kusenesene kuno kusvika vatopfanya kare kare ndarwadziwa.
But mapatiwa chikonzero chekuti chii
chikonze kwanzi tiri mudhuze nerodhi zvakanyanya savada varoda 10 meters from the road asi kunokwanitakaita zvekunzi enda musenzera
apoapokunonga
anaungouya ndakaita zvekutopiwa kunzi enda musenzera apo.
So there you are, marvelous. So this guy is very, very disappointed about what is going on, right?
Yes, that was actually a report done by our reporter on the ground, Rutendo Mawere, where she literally, you know, spoke to several people, but this was one of the most touching reports because you can hear him taking a gasp, saying that he had just arrived there in the morning. He had heard about it the previous night that they might be demolishing, but he thought he would be in early enough to be able to at least stop them, but or at least be able to take some of his belongings. But unfortunately, when he got there, the deed was done. And he was explaining that the council told him that he had built his store too close to the main road, so they were trying to clear the way. But he says he was a bit disappointed. And the same thing actually happened also in Melford Farm, where we saw some younger generation who had their own places where they were living being demolished. Our reporter, Thomas Tripasi, also went there. And the young man actually says, now that his way stays has been demolished, he doesn't know where he's going to be voting on, because he said they were given that place by the ruling party, and also he said that they were given that place as youth, so now he doesn't know what to do. But, you know, there's a lot happening at the moment. Yes,
we've got some people who are actually talking to Ezra Sisaspanda in Bulawayo about COVID-19. Here is one of them.
Ndiye ndinoke sport ngobulaya lapha ke kunjani nezva?
Ngifana kunjani?
Kutwanzi ndota kuda ndosumemetheka ona njengomuntu osoma business kupata njani?
Hayi lapha kuzima. Kuyafiwa sinda akulanthe right.
Kodwa ke uzwa njani ukhona yena umbaka wokho?
Ha ukhona siuzwele webhedle lapho abantu ba babanza.
Wena umusta wani?
Na umusta mpofu.
Mpofu. Okay, ikhavo.
Shepherd mpofu.
ekhako
enyathi la
enyathi so lapha ngohamba lapha mpofu ke abantu bathini wenxa yokhuma la
ah kodwa abantu abakhuluma kangaka sinokuthi nje bathi bezwa kuthiwa ezibhedlela umkhuhlane bamba abantu
manje wena njengomuntu ozisebenzayo usebenze kanjani kulezi zinto
akusebenzeki akusebenzeki
wenza njani
njengoba kwesiyangena ngo-8 amatrofi kusuka thayisuhambe abantwana kuzima kuyasibulala thina kubhizinisi
so manje bathile ubhini abancedisi la
hayi akulaltasincedisayo
so nxa uvalile kuthila kula mali engenani
kula mali engenani
amarenti afuneka
amarenti afunakayo
heyi wena nxa ukhale kungenziwana abantu akusetshenzi abantu bakuhlatshwe sibahlatshwa wena
hayi mina bengakahlabi njengoba amanjesi ngakhona atholakali
so khale kuthi ungabuye uzahlaba
ngikhale kuthi ngakwenza hlaba la
uzilo onke olaleleyo kuni ongabaxwayisa khona ungatshelani abantu abalaleleyo
hayi ngabatshela nje ukuthi hhayi engxenye isikhathi sakhona leso somhanje engxenye yiso esenza kwinto lokhu ngani kuyamemetheka kodwa-ke khale kuthi engxenye isikhathi somhanje esingadlula engxe kuzaba ngcono
isikhathi somqando ngadlolobanani kuzobaemanje
kuzaba ngcono
um so asikhangeleke wena-ke ngokubona kwakho amabhizinisi azaaffekthile okunganani
azaafekthe okunganani akakhulu aafektheka
amanye phela kugcina engavunanga last time kathi sibonani azavula
kuyabanzima because amarenti azaba
okay no siyabonga kakhulu mpofu
So there you are, it's Mr. Stephen Mbofu. He was talking to SHS Swanda in Bulawayo. They are talking about, you know, the general situation in Bulawayo and Zimbabwe as a whole. He's a businessman and he says business is very low because of these curfews, because of COVID-19. So he doesn't know what to do. He says you need to pay rent and all those kind of things, but you can't because there is no money. Literally.
I can just imagine. Apo chukunzwa mumwe muzvina bhizimisi vekubulawayo vachitaura ivo nemutori wedu wenhau Ezra Chisa Chibanda kubulawayo vachitaura ivo kuti zvinhu zvakaoma nekuti vanofanira kunge vachibhadhara zvinhu zvakadai serent asi nemaomero akaita zvinhu zviri kuvanetsa pari zvino.
Yes, let's bring in Mr. David Sampondo. He's here in USA. Maybe he can give us some other perspective in terms of COVID-19. Go ahead, novelist.
Vasiya Mpondo, tinoona muri muAmerica. Kwakamira sei kustate kwamuri ikoko panyaya yeCOVID-19?
Tinotenda marvelous. Kunoku ningati it's a mixed kind of information kana kuti the status quo with regards to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Right? So mamastates nichaona kuti mamwe acho the infection rate kana kuti macases of COVID-19 anenge akatidzikirei and they more like recording lower numbers by the passage of each day and time like in the state that I am
Kwandiri in
Indruku, Minnesota saka ma cases edu ari kutidzikirei mbicha asi kune mamwe ma areas zvo zvekare muchaona kuti ma cases anenge achitikwirei nekuti vamwe vacho vanga vari resistant pakunotora nhomba dzeCOVID-19 and kunzvimbo dzakaita seidzodzo ndo kwatiri kuwana macases akati kwirirei and tine macases wo zvekare ari kuratidza kuti pane vari kubatwa zvekare neCOVID-19 kunyange vakabayiwa nhomba yekutanga neyechipiri asi tikatarisa manhamba evanhu iwayo mashoma maringe nemanhamba evanhu vasina kumbobvira vambobayiwa nhomba kana yekutanga kana kuti vasina kupedza zvekare saka tikatarisawo zvekare pamanhamba evanhu vari kushaya nekuda kwedenda reCOVID-19 vazhinji vacho vanhu vanenge vasina kumbobvira vabayiwa and vakabayiwa vanenge vabatwa nayo havashoma zvekare vanosvikira pakuzoshaya neCOVID-19 ndo mumiriro
Ko panyaya yekupfeka zvinhu zvakadai semamaski, social distancing nezvimwe vanhu vari kuzviteedzera here ikoko kwamuri?
Kwandiri kunoku kuvanhu havasi kuteedzera kana kuti mutemo uri waisungira kuti vanhu vange vakapfeka maski wakasumudzwa kana kuti wakabviswa so muchaona kuti hakuna mamaski ari kupfekwa and kana uchipfeka kana wapfeka mask ndiwe unenge wazvidira kuti inini ndichiri kutyira upenyu hwangu and handisi kuda kuti ndibatwe nechine COVID-19 saka ndichazvipfekera hangu mask asi hausi kumanikidzwa kuti upfeke mask. Then chimwe chavari kukurudzirawo zvekare ndei social distancing kuti ingorambai muchingoita social distancing muchigeza maoko muchishandisa sanitizer nezvimwe zvakadaro asi mitemo yacho haisisina kunyatsa kuva strict kana kuti kusimbarara sezvainge yakaita pekutanga and izvozvo ndo zvimwe zviri kuita kuti tiwane macases ecovid-19 but pakubayiwa kwenhomba vanhu vazhinji vari kuenda kunotora nhomba idzi and tikatarisa rate kana kuti patiri se USA itani about 79% kana ndisiri ku if I'm not being mistaken pavanhu vese patarget yatanga tinayo.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Siyampondo. Stay on the line. We're coming to you shortly. Mabulas, we've got a young man who lives in Turkey. You know, his name is Innocent Mandanire. He's a pharmacist. He has been doing a lot of work, you know. What he does now is he's got some lessons that he conducts, you know, with students back home. And, he, you know, he plays a key role in terms of people's health. Back in Kutu. Let's hear his story. You know, he's got a very compelling story. Here it comes.
When I was in university, I just started a startup consultancy, academic consultancy, as well as the health consultancy. IMED Consultancy is the brand name of my small company. So I have been working in the region, in the Middle East, giving education to young people, writing assignments, projects, and also giving knowledge about health. I have been working with different partners, especially in Zimbabwe, students especially, whom I have been giving assignments, giving work, and it was a wonderful experience.
Precisely what you do, exactly, with these students and so forth?
Most of these students, we know with the issue of coronavirus currently, there is a disaster because they don't have a direct contact with their lecturers. Sometimes the lecturers don't turn up quickly. So they need help from us. So my company precisely works with young people to give them information as easy as possible. We have extra lessons for students online. I'm an online tutor. As well as giving information to the elders who are suffering from different diseases. We advise them on different medications and different pathologies.
Suppose I'm sick and I want to talk to you. How do I do it? And how much does it cost, you know?
You can reach me on WhatsApp, and my number is 050-533-841-9609.
Can I repeat that again?
+90-533-841-9609. Or by name, you can search for me on Facebook as Innocent Mandanire.
So now, let's say there is a villager in Kutu, where you come from, who wants
exactly.
to get some kind of assistance from you. How much will that villager pay to access your services?
Practically, we are working so hard in the rural Zimbabwe. We have two projects which are ongoing. The first project is about BP and blood sugar checking. We are starting this campaign on 3 July. So all parents who are in Kutu, you can go to Mr. Mandanire's homestead for BP and blood glucose checking. And we are doing it free of charge. When it comes to students, I'm working so hard currently to bring up a library, a community library, so that we can help these young people who are living in the village. They walk long distances and they need our help. It is our responsibility as partners, local and abroad, to remember those whom we left back home. So currently, I am advising young people, especially on career guidance, free of charge.
You are marvelous. This young man is really doing a lot of work, you know, down there in Kutu and online, all these kind of things, especially during this COVID period. So what do you think about this?
Very interesting and very energetic. And I'm sure he'll be able to reach a lot of people that need. To us, it sounds like something very basic, but it's not. It's a need. And, you know, if you don't check your high blood pressure, this is when, you know, things like stroke. And doctors say it's a silent killer, so he's doing a great job.
And he's teaching the kids online, you know. And he says all this is free because he grew up in Kutu and was telling me a very nice story about his life as a young man. He says he used to walk about 14 kilometers a day to get basic education. And the first time that he saw some lights in the cities was when he was going past Harare to USA, where he had to do pharmacy and all these kind of things. So let's listen to his story. He's got some more to tell here.
Zinotenda chose magadi vabereki vekuZimbabwe zvikuru sei vabereki vanobva kumasvingo kwaGutu zvinokutendai chaizvo nekundirira kwamakaita nekunditsomira kuno kuchikoro kure kwandiri ndinotenda nerudo rwakadaro parizvino tine chirongwa chatinacho chekuti tinoda kuti vabereki vedu mose munge muchienda muchinotarirwa ropa renyu zvikuru sei maringe neBP pamwe chete neshuga mumuviri menyu zvinonzi vakazhinji zvipatara zviri kure nemi munofamba michinhu yakareba kuti munge muchiwana zvandiri kutaura izvi asi zuva ranhasi ndinotenda nekuti ndimi vakuru makataura muchiti afamba apota kwatakauya kuno takaonawo kuti vari kuno vakuru vanorarama upenyu hwakareba upenyu hunofadza chikonzero mishonga inenge iripo nemikana yekuti vange vachinotestiwa saka pari zvino ini neshamwari dzangu tiri kushanda zvakanyanya-nyanya kuti imi munge muine mukana wokunge muwane nzvimbo yekuenda muchinotestwa freely pasina kana mari inobhadharwa zviite izvozvo nekubata nhamba dzangu dzandataura dzinoti +90 533 841 9609 +90 533 841 9609 munogona kudibatawo zvakare kubudikidza nezita rinonzi Innocent Madanire paFacebook kana paine vana vari kumachallenge taurirai vabereki venyu kuti munokwanisa kuenda pamusha wavamadanire kwachitsa kwachokera muraini rokwachavhuta kana kuti tichaurawa moenda monotestwa motarirwa ropa tinoda vabereki vedu ndinorwadziwa chaizvo kuti vabereki vamwe vakatituma kuti tiuye kuzodzidza havasisiko vakashaya vava vana soro jena varere zvavo muhapa dzemakomo tinopembera kuti tinovatenda nezvavakatiitira nekutiendesa kuzvikoro so pari zvino taakudzokera kunzvimbo dzatakabva saka ndinokurudzira vakuru vose kwamuri mese kuti munzwe mashoko angu ekuti endai munotarirwa ropa vechidiki tine chirongwa zvakare chatinoda kutanga mumwedzi wanyamavhuvhu chekuti munge muchiwana freedom from madrugs zvichida wakanga uri pamadrugs uchitorawo zvinoputa zvinodhaka asi tinokuda kuti uye wedu udzoke ushande nesu saka tichakubatsira kuti wopedza sei doro rawanga watanga kana kuti zvaunoputa zvinodhaka and izvi tiri kuzvitaura murudo nekuti tinokuda uri mumwe wedu iwe neni tine basa rokuvaka Zimbabwe ndatenda.
There you are, marvelous, very energetic young man doing a lot of things there, right?
Yes, very energetic, and he's, you know, talking about something that's really a pandemic in Zimbabwe, the issue of the youth taking illicit drugs. We actually had a program on the women's show where we had a young lady called Tamar who came up and really recounted how she got involved with a gang in Chitungwiza, and they had started, you know, misusing illicit drugs, but she's now recovering with the help of an organization which, you know, one of our ladies here from New York, Savannah Madame Mombe, and her sister are running in Zimbabwe at the moment. So interesting that this guy is doing this. Hopefully they will link up and be able to assist those young people that are coming out of illicit drugs.
Mr. Siampondo, what do you think about such young men doing such wonderful jobs, you know, work in Zim?
Well, it's rather unfortunate I wasn't hearing what the
What the young man does is he's got a company that is set up, it's sort of like a startup. So he helps elderly people in terms of, you know, treatment, high blood pressure, and other things. You know, he'll be checking them. At the same time, he has got some online education for free, you know, for Zimbabweans. So that's basically what he does.
Well, Gibbs, I think it sounds really good, and that's a sector or that's something or a service that is in short supply within our country. And where it is given, most of the time you'll see that there's a payment attached to that. So having a young man who's doing such a wonderful piece of job within our country, really, it's something that we have to applaud as a nation and also encourage as many people with capacity to help. So if you look at the effects of high blood pressure and all that stuff that you mentioned, you will see that it's an area that we haven't invested much. Yet it's a silent killer disease, as it has been noted by WHO and all those public health or health practitioners. So to me, this is a commendable job and task this young man is doing. And I wish so many people also join him to give such important services to our people and our nation.
Thank you very much. We also have Nomsa Nekavana of the Mopane Foundation. So the Mopane Foundation has not been able to raise money due to COVID-19. There are no dinners. There are, you know, these events that they used to do, but now they've run dry. So at the end of the day, they are looking for money to set up to drill a borehole in Richmond, in Bulawayo. They are catering for many kids, and most of these kids are orphans. Let's hear a story and her appeal.
We have got kids that were supporting in rural Zimbabwe, which is Ngai, Cholocho, Kezi, Shuruki, and in Madopo. So we've got 37 kids in total that were supporting. The youngest one so far is in grade 7 in rural areas. And in Bulawayo, the youngest, we've got 11 in Bulawayo right now that live, they reside in Richmond area in Bulawayo. So the youngest one there is in Form 2. Then we've got four Form 4s, and we've got one varsity there that live there. So the thing is, at the moment, we've been surviving on donations and doing fundraising. But since this pandemic, we haven't managed to fundraise. And now we're struggling with the resources and stuff like that. So the kids where they live, their house is on a three acres of land. So we've got enough land for them to farm, to sustain themselves. But now we have got a borehole. We have managed to put the solar power on the borehole. But now the borehole that we have got is now run out of water. So now we're appealing for people to help us and donate towards to drilling another new borehole, because if we don't have a borehole, that means we can't sustain those kids. And for the past year, since this pandemic started, we haven't managed to fundraise it at all, because it's not allowed to have any events for starters. And secondly, most people are not working. So it's hard for us to sustain those kids. So the only thing that we're really appealing for is to have our own borehole. When we've got our own borehole, we can farm that land. And right now what we have, we've got onions and we've got some vegetables, which now, because the water is dried up and we can't be using council water because it's 3 acres of land, we don't have enough resources or even to able to farm. And it's illegal anyway to water such garden with so much water.
Mm-hmm. So what are you looking at?
We've managed to get a surveyor to see how much what we need to get another borehole. So apparently, to be on the safe side, we need to dig about 70 to 80 meters down. So now they are saying, okay, Ace Borehole Drilling, they've offered to drill us for 30 meters for free. So now we need to do the other 40 to 50 meters down. So we're looking at about 1,500 if that one has been, if 30 meters have been dug. So we're appealing for just $1,500. If any borehole companies or any companies who are willing to donate, we don't necessarily need money. But if we can find a borehole company that can drill the whole lot, that would be great. If not, whoever, companies, individuals, organizations, we just need to get some water. When we've got water, we promise we're not going to be begging, because there is no point. We'll have resources to make money out of the land that we've got and the water that we'll have by then.
And now we know that you've been seriously affected by COVID-19, right? In terms of fundraising, you've been using your own resources.
Yes, we've been using our own resources. Like right now, every month I have to part, minimum I can part with, from my own salary, I'm parting about $700 each month. to try is I'm not the only one. So other people have to put some of their monies as well, which is not some of us, some of our members, like our committee staff are not even working as well. So those few that are still working, we have to make sure, because guys, we have got a situation in Zimbabwe. For starters, schools are not schools anymore. We are looking at a situation where in the next 10 years, we'll have so many illiterate children. Last year, they did go to school for 9 months. And after 9 months, for 9 months, then now, they remain to go back to school. Now they are not at school again. So it's kind of, we're thinking these kids can't even, a form four can't even construct an English sentence. Then now, this is the situation. We're trying to reach those few. Okay, those few that we've got, we're not going to do much. I know that. But those few that we can manage to say, okay, this child could have been nobody, but now they are somebody because we managed to get them to get just some level of education where they can sustain themselves. Even if they can go to Form 4, they can write and read a manual. That would have been something. But if not, if we can manage to... If we've got water, I think like we've got one who started university, she is in his first year at NUST. We're hoping with by the end of it, maybe he can help somebody else, because he knew that without the Mopane Foundation, they might not have gone to wherever they might reach in their life. And by then, what we expect from them, that then to look back and say, okay, somebody help me. I should help somebody as well. So that's all we're asking for, that people can donate and get these just few. And we never know where we might end up. We might end up having some land at some point in time, and they've got resources to start their own, and even those who are not really good academically, and to start something for themselves.
Then how do people reach you?
My number is a UK number. It's 4474 5028 7082.
Can I repeat that number? Yes, go ahead. Repeat it. Slowly.
44, that's the code, 74502870082. On Facebook, Nomsane Yevani, or alternatively, you go to Mopane Foundation International Facebook page and message there, somebody will respond to you.
There you are, marvelous. I think many Zimbabweans are doing a lot of work, and sometimes they're facing these problems of raising money. So it's a very, very critical area there.
Yes, that's very true, Gibbs. Apo tanga chukunzwa mwe mudzimai ari kuita iye mabasa ekubatsira vamwe veruzhinji, saka vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino vari kutambudzika panyaya yemvura, vari kuda kuti vachere mugodhi, saka ndo zvanga ari kutaura ipo.
Yes, so kunjalo ke marvelous. I think we can switch over now and go to Zambia, where we've got Vusumuzi Sifile of the Pinos Institute of Southern Africa. So I had an interview with him. Let's listen to what he's saying about what's going on today in Zambia. Here we go.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. So, Mama Sfile, I was telling this is Omtage Damtanje, ule funeral, ogezwa, oga kaundi skumbozo.
Liqiniso namhla kule sikhumbuzo sika Mnumzana Kenneth David Kaunda owayengumongameli wakuqala weZambia ekhululekileyo. So bekulo mkhosi omkhulu sibili oyenzelwe endaweni ye-Showgrounds, ngathi indawo lapho kwenzelwa khona ezombukiso efana ne-trade fair yethu koBulawayo.
Bekulabo bani khonapho? Sizokuthola lo mongameli Emerson Mnangagwa bekhona.
Hayi umnanga kube khona nabanye nje abakhokheli bamazwe atshiyeneyo, like abakhokhelo owakwele South Africa, Malawi, Kenya, Angola, ngathi amazwe amaningi sibili nje abakhokheli bawebe khona. Ngingaqala ukuba bala bonke singalala khona phasi lokho siba.
Abanye ke akade bebiziwe ngabantu abanjani?
Ngathi abanye kade bebiziwe nje ngabantu abahloniphekayo, abanye nje laba abaphathekileyo kwezombusazwe. Ngisibone abaningi ngathi abambalwa abakhokhela amabandla aphikisayo khonapha eZambia. Ngathi sibone embananzeleleyo khona uMnumzana Peter Singambo the Green Party ngiyabona lo kuthiwa uShon Tembo kodwa ke kuke kwaba lokukhonona ekuseni ngoba okhokheli bandle elikhulu eliphikisayo ele United Party for National Development umnumzana Hakainde Hichilema yena ukukhanya ubenganxuswanga ngoba elokhuzeni esikhumbuzeni lesi bekungaphongu ungena nje bekuhanjwa ngokunxuswa ade kumele uthole ikhadi elisuka kukhulumende so yena umnumzana Hichilema kukhanya ubenganxuswanga kwasokusiba lokukhonona okukhulu ukuthi kanti kambe njengoba nxa kungcwatshwa umuntu ikakhulu umuntu omdala kangaka abantu kumele bake bakhohlwe ngezinto eziwaxabanisayo bake bakhohlwe ngokuba yehlukanisayo bazame ukuthi labo bakhale ndawonye kodwa-ke kwasokusiba nokusola ukuthi kanti ibandla le-Patriotic Front lohulumente ukhokhelwa ngumnumzana Edgar Lungu bakwenzeleni lokho kwathi-ke kunjalo kulokukhonona yaphonga ukukhanya sivumbulukile incwadi ebinxusa umnumzana Hichilema so kodwa-ke uthi uze wayithola la vele isikhumbuzo sona lesiqala ngabo-10 kumbe niuyithole ngama-11 asazive angisizwanga kodwa sibone siyibonakala kuma-social media ukuthi hhayi incwadi bikhona kuthi uthi nje bivaka ku-envelope engayisiyo kumbe asazi ukuthi uyokuhambe njani so kodwa-ke sasesibona-ke izithombe ezakhena umnumzana Hichilema etshengisa ukuthi ugcine ehlulekile nokuya e-showgrounds wagcina esebukela la ku-TV esendlini kwaba yinhlanhla ngoba la magetsi hayi namhla kawahambanga so hayi kusho ukuthi ubukele kuhle sibini
ye singathi-ke ukhawunda yena ungcwatshwa ngeviki ezayo akusithele ngamafutshane ngakhonokho
ye so ubaba ukhawunda ungcwatshwa ngeviki ezayo ngolwesithathu mhlaka-7 so uzangcwatshelwa endaweni okuthiwana yi-Embassy Memorial Park yindawo nje inkundla vele iZambia engcwaba khona bonke abomongameli ababengomongameli so ngathi waqala so abangcwatshwe khona so far kulo mnumzana Frederick Chiluba Levi Patrick Manawasa Michael Sata so kutho ukuthi laye ubaba ukhawunda useza kuyangena khona ngala abe ngowesine so sikefezwa nje amahungahunga angilabufakazi lapha kukhuluma nje kuphela ukuthi yena ubaba ukhawunda kusho ukuthi isifiso sakhe esikuzwa kusuka ebantwaneni labazukulu bakhe kwakuyukuthi ngabe uyabekwa eceleni komkakhe umama uBetty Khawunda yena nje laye wasithiye iminyaka emlutshwane esanda kwedlula kodwa uhulumende wasebona ukuthi kungaba nzima ngoba isimiso esikhona ngesokuthi wonke ongupresident kumbe wakwaba ngumongameli kumele angcwatshelwe e-Embassy Memorial Park so yikho-ke lapho okuke kwangani kulokhu khonona kusho ukuthi kodwa bagcine bekhulumisene kwaba lokuzwisisana useza kuyangcwatshwa khona e-Embassy Lokuzen Park
ye marvelous that is Mr. Vusumuzi Sifile he is in Zambia you know he works for the Panos Institute of Southern Africa maybe we can bring in Mr. David Siampondo to discuss this issue concerning Zambia's former president.
Mm-hmm. Rasia Mpondo, munoona wosei tinoona kuti Zambia anasi yanga ichiremekedza vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika iyi vaKenneth Kaunda.
Well, chiitiko chinofadza uye chiitiko chinosuwisa panguva imwe chete. Tikatarisa vaKenneth Kaunda ndo vamwe vevatana vatinotarisira vatanga takatarisira kuti vachange vachipanga mazano kune maleaders anenge ari achatevera kuburikidza neexperience yavo mukurwira rusununguko rweAfrica tingati vakaunda mumwe wevanhu vatingati mapan-africanist vakaita pioneer the liberation struggle kana kuti vakaita kuti kurwirwa kwerusununguko munyika dzakasiyana-siyana dziri muafrica kunge kuchiwanikwa kuchienderera mberi uye kuzvitonga kuzere kwenyika dzakasiyana-siyana kunge kuchibudirira so chiitiko chinotirwadzei kuti vatana vedu vatinenge takatarisira kuti vatipange mazano vari kutorwa vari kubva pakati pedu nenzira yerufu
but chinhu chakanaka zvekare kuti tiri kuona nyika dzakasiyana siyana Zambia ine vatungamiriri venyika nevemapato vakazivisa vakakoka vakaita mubatira pamwe mukuchema nekupa ruremekedzo kugamba guru mucontinent yedu yeAfrica. Izvi zvinotipa mucherechedzo kuti tinofarira kunge tichinzwirana uye tichifamba mumatsiko avakatisira ivo vatungamiri vedu vakaita sana baba Kenneth Kaunda.
Thank you very much and stay on the line. So I also spoke to Swile in English. Let's listen to this interview. Mr. Swile, we see that there was a memorial service for the late Kenneth Kaunda, who is the former Zambian president. So what happened today?
Yes, thank you, Pratip. Yeah, today there was a memorial service for Zambia's first Republican president, Dr. Kenneth David Kaunda, who passed away last month and will be buried next week on Wednesday. So today was basically a memorial service which was attended by dignitaries drawn from across Zambia and from across the world. We had a number of senior government officials, senior ruling party officials from within Zambia, and some opposition party members. We also had a number of leaders of neighboring countries. We had President Emmerson Mnangagwa. He was part of the dignitaries who were at the memorial service. And earlier we saw images of him signing the book of condolences. We also had people like the president of Malawi, Dr. Chakwera, the president of Kenya, the president of South Africa, Angola, and quite a number of neighboring countries were well represented at the highest level. But of course, there was some unpleasant situation earlier in the day when I think word started going around that the leader of the main opposition party, the United Party for National Development, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, was not invited to the memorial service. As you know, in our African culture, funerals are places, are spaces where usually even people put aside their disagreements, they put aside their differences to focus, especially when you have a towering figure like Dr. Kaunda. But unfortunately or regrettably, that was not the case in Zambia when they were doing the invitations for the memorial service, because it was strictly by invitation. Mr. Hichilema was not invited. And when there was a public outcry, when there were, I think, widespread complaints, somehow it turned out that no, he had actually been invited, but the invitation had just been misplaced. And unfortunately, I think it was found when it was already too late to deliver it to Mr. Hichilema. So we saw some images of Mr. Hichilema, or like HH as he is popularly known here, watching or following the proceedings on TV at his place of residence.
And basically, we know that Dr. Kenneth Kaunda will be laid to rest next week. Briefly, what's going to happen next week?
Yes, Dr. Kaunda is going to be laid to rest next week on Wednesday. He's going to be buried at a place called the Embassy Memorial Park. This is a burial site that it's a specifically designated burial site for all the current and former presidents of the Republic of Zambia. So any person who once occupied the presidency in Zambia, when they pass away, they are supposed to be buried at the Embassy Park. So far, we have, I think, about three former heads of state who are buried there. We have Dr. Frederick Titus Jacob Chiloba, Dr. Levi Patrick Manawasa, and Mr. Michael Chilufiasad. So, meaning Dr. Kaunda is going to be the fourth former head of state to be buried at the Memorial Park. But maybe just to state that I think it was widely understood that Dr. Kaunda's wish was for him to be buried at his farm in the State Lodge area, where his wife, his late wife, Mama Betty Kaunda, was buried. I think it's his desire, his wish, according to reports that we have seen, was for him to be buried next to his wife. But we, of course, I have to censor myself so that I don't misinform your audience and I don't use your platform to spread unverified information, because I have not independently verified some of the claims. But yeah, we have heard that there was some, like, maybe misunderstandings or dispute in terms of where he is going to be buried, but eventually the option of burying him at the Embassy Memorial Park prevailed.
Wilson Moses Riley, thank you so much. So that is Mr. Wilson Moses Riley Smanda, who is the Executive Director of the Panos Institute for Southern Africa. He has been in Zambia for a very long time. So he was briefing us there, marvelous, about what is going on in Zambia. So apparently he says, it seems as if Mr. Hichilema's invitation disappeared and reappeared. You know, these opposition parties and the ruling government. There's always that kind of, you know, that kind of friction. So it happens everywhere, right?
Yes, I guess, you know, the cat and mouse, you know, kind of situation. It does happen, yes, you're right.
Yes, so now maybe let's go to Mr. Siampondo and have his take on, you know, Mr. Kaunda will be laid to rest near his colleagues. Here we're talking about Levi Manoasa and others, you know, who occupied that seat of the presidency. What's your take on that kind of, you know, move to lay him to rest there?
Well, I think it's a historical mark that is being put there by interring him amongst his fellow leaders or the presidents of Zambia. So it's a big mark and an indelible one within the history of Zambia. And it shows as well that there's a culture of remembrance that they would want to keep the Zambians with. So whoever is going to look into the history of Zambia by visiting those areas and just maybe equivalent to our heroes, Eka, though we are having issues with it as Zimbabweans, you will see that that's a very good practice. And it brings that collective identity between various citizens of a particular country. By having your leaders interred at the same place, you can just visit them at any particular time that you want to maybe catch up with the history. So to me, it's one, it's an embodiment of unity, and also just as a preservation of history.
Mm-hmm. Munoona sei kuradzikwa kwa Kenneth Kaunda vari panzvimbo yakaradzikwawo vamwe vatingati magamba imomo muZambia vakashaya ivo vasati vashaya.
Zvinotipa mucherechedzo wekubatana kunenge kuripo pakati pezvizvarwa zvevana vekuZambia, and also zvinotipa kuti tinzwisise kana kuti kupama vana veZambia kunzwisisa nhoroondo yavo. Mm-hmm. Nekuti kana vakuda kushanyira nzvimbo saizvozvo aya atinoti ma educational tourism, muchaona kuti vanenge vachiona nhoroondo yenyika yavo yakaungana panzvimbo imwe chete. Nekuti kana maleaders avo kana kuti vatungamiriri vavo vachinge vachiradzikwa panzvimbo imwe chete, zvinoita kuti nhoroondo yavo inge yakachengetedzeka zvekare panzvimbo imwe chete. Nekuti kana zvotsanangudzwa nokududzirwa muri panzvimbo ipapo, munenge muchitoona namaziso kuti uyu arera apa ndinhengi akatungamirira panguva yakati neyakati, zvichienda zvakadaro. So kwandiri inini wani mucherechedzo wekuti nhoroondo yavo inenge yakachengeteka, and zvekare kumucherechedzo wekubatana kunenge kwakaita nyika iyoyo, kuti hapaite mapitse, hapaitwe mangange ekuti uyu woendepi, uyu woendeswa kupi, asi mucherechedzo weunity kwandiri nini kana nichizviona.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Gibbs.
And finally, so Mr. The late president of Zambia is going to be buried next week on Wednesday, and this is going to be a private ceremony. You know, some people are saying, you know, this is a big guy and people were supposed to be there, you know, dancing, ululating and remembering the great guy. So You as an African guy, you know, what do you think about that kind of thing happening? Private ceremony for the president, former president?
Yeah, somehow it's abnormal, but we don't know the reasons, or I haven't been much aware of the reasons which were proffered by the family or even the government, why they have decided to make it a private ceremony. If it's on COVID, I'm not quite sure that would be plausible. But if it's something which is outside COVID regulations, I think it's quite unfortunate that if we look at Kaunda, he's a larger-than-life kind of a character. And for us to accord him a private burial to someone who was not a private person, but a more public person, and he's not only Zambian, he's African, and he is a statesman. So we have to accord each and every African and anyone who is interested in Pan-Africanism a chance to see him, to be part of his burial, and have some understanding and knowledge of how he was interred and all that stuff, because we would want to have memories of him as Africans. As a Zimbabwean, I think he's someone who stood for a lot of injustices that even liberated myself and my country. So I must be, or I think it was supposed to be opened up for everyone just to have those lasting memories of the old men and the old statesmen.
And we know funerals are just that, you know, somebody can prefer not to have that kind of a public kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So now, let's part with, you know, this guy who is in Bulawayo, who is actually saying a lot about COVID-19. He was talking to Ezra Chizaspanda. Here we go.
Mina engubona
igamungbani.
Igama lami uDesmond Ntini. Sebenza lamathi kodwa ngiyimember ye community working group on health. Ngiyimember ye Zimbabwe Humanitarian Level Development Trust. Esikhangelele ekuthini abantu baphila njani nezempilakahle nokuphathisa emsebenzini yabo yokuphila yama-human rights. Singena edabeni le-COVID lolo lokhu elimemetheka. Ngilokunanzelela okukhona ukuthi into leyi siyayeke thisha, kukhona esingakwenzi kahle, kukhona thina esingathi asifuna ukukuvuma sibe le-ignorance le-denial. Ngoba i-mask esikhathini esiningi umuntu igqokela ipholisa ikanti iyi-mask yokuthi ivikele yena entweni yokuthi i-social asihlaka ukuthi i-social distance esithi i-physical distance asiyenzi ngoba singananzelela ngokuhamba kwethu ngokuhlala emashopo yilo lokudala kakhulu even lapho esabe silinde khona ibhasi zezupho akula physical distance yikho lokho okunye okwenza ukubana umkhuhlane lo lokho umemetheka ngoba asisalandeli imithetho le edingakalayo ukuze sifikeleke endabeni ye-COVID. Ngiphinde ngibe nokudana engikubonayo ukuthi abantu indaba ye-vaccine sithathele phezulu kwaba lesikhathi lapho esima khona ngenxa yokuthi ama-vaccine esini awafo, kodwa nginokuthemba ukuthi abantu lokhu bengafuni ukuvuma indaba ye-vaccine ngoba yona le esithi infodemic lapho uthola khona ukuthi kulabantu abakhuluma izinto eziningi yikho kugcina kuphambanisa abantu ngoba abanye bayafuna kodwa nxa esithi seyahamba kusasa kube lo muntu ophuma elesipunu esandleni ethi i-vaccine ungayihlaba iyayenza isipunu sinamatheke. So yikho khona lokhu akuphambanisayo.
Kambe la abantu kumele ngababutshwe yini abaphambanisa abantu
kunzima kodwa vele sikhala ngabo ama-infodemics ngoba yibo abaphambanisayo bathumela information engekhoyo. Sokunandlelela ukubana igovernment yethu yeZimbabwe ikufakile ukubana abantu abathumeza imbiko engayisiyo kumele bebotshwe, kodwa kumele kube yikuthi thina abantu sisebenzisane legovernment ekuthini singakabeleni information engayisiyo.
Right, marvelous. So that is Mr. Desmond Ntini. He works with so many artists in Zimbabwe. So I think on that note, we end our show here. We wish to thank our guests this evening. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gift Tube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And this is Marvelous Nhlanganya.